This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Listen up, yo, my name is Jojo and I'm here with Julia and the party group to share with you. The Positivity Show on Otago SS Radio. It has interviews with special guests and cool segments such as rapid fire questions and lots of songs, brought to you by the Boom Boom Extreme Free Cycle Shopping Bags. So let's go, yo.
Listen up, it's Davy Dave here with taking over Jojo for the Positivity Show at this time. And I'm here with Julia and the Domingos, and we're going to talk about something very important. Me and Julia and the Domingos recently went to a workshop around fire safety, which was run through with the DPA, and we feel like it's really important to talk about this, so we're going to talk about some tips to keep fire safe and how you can keep safe from fire. So I'm very excited to talk about this. So, but first, let's put on our first song by the Beatles, Octopus's Garden. Let's put it on.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Welcome back to the Positivity Show Fire Safety Special. Now we are going to give you some tips to keep fire safe. Did you know that about 25% of house fires begin in the kitchen? But don't worry, there are some tips to help prevent that. One very good tip is to never leave your cooking unattended or cook while drinking or distracted. To reduce the risks, regularly clean your stove and range hood filters and make sure there's no built-up oil or burnt food because that can cause fires. But and also making sure the filters are clean. You can clean them in the dishwasher, which is really awesome. And don't forget to keep looking while you're cooking because that is really important. So now it's time for our next song and then we'll give you some more tips. So let's put our favorite song by Imagine Dragons, Bones.
Give me some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live 1,000,000,000 lives.
My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?
Welcome back to the Positivity Show. It's me, Julia, here. And I also have a good tip for keeping fire safe. We recently had someone from the fire service come up and install some more fire alarms in our house. And that's another important way to keep fire safe because smoke alarms are a good way to let you know if there's smoke in your house or a fire has started. And he installed some of them in our three in our new ones in our in the spare bedrooms, which were good. And then he also installed a new fire alarm in the lounge area, but not near the kitchen. If you, the best alarm to have in the kitchen are heat alarms because they detect heat instead of smoke, which is quite a good thing. And and smoker alarms are really important to have in your house because if there's a fire and you're asleep, they're the best way to let you know because when you're asleep, you can't smell fire because
or smoke because you can't really smell that. So having fire alarms is really important to have. And if you don't have any, then you can ring the fire service and they'll install them for you because that's the part of their job. And they don't charge you, which is pretty awesome. So, yeah, that's another tip for keeping fire safe. And, I might put another song on. I might put Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay on. Enjoy. Show, it's Danny Dog here, and back to fire alarms. It's important you test them every month to make sure they're still working, and if they're on the roof, the good way to test them is with a broom handle, and it's also important every 6 months to clean your smoke alarms. You can use a duster or a vacuum cleaner to clean your smoke alarms, and it's also good if you have turned a garage into a sleep-out or living area, to have a smoke alarm or a heat alarm. Maybe a heat alarm would be better. If your garage is used as a garage with tools and cars in it, use a heat alarm. But if you don't, not using the garage like that, having a smoke alarm. Because it's good to have one there too. Thank you very much. And also, another good tip for keeping fire safe. Oh, I have a wee booklet here too. It's having an escape plan. Just in case there is a fire and you need to get out, there is 3 steps. You need a first exit, a second exit, and you need to have a safe meeting place where you can meet up. And it's also important to call 111 when you get out. And don't forget, if there's a fire, get low, get down under the smoke, get low, and get out. And as soon as you're out, call 111 and don't go back in. And also, another tip we learned is when you leave, to close the doors because it can that's a good idea because it can, it can make sure you have plenty of time if you're trapped and you can, and also if you, if you have access to a window that can open, and if you're trapped, you can get out through the window, but also that's a good thing to be a part of the escape plan too. So thank you very much. And now we're going to have another song by it's by Oasis, Wonderwall. Let's put it on.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know.
Welcome back to the Positivity Show. It is David A. Becker, and to add to what Danny Dog said before, when you get out, yell fire to alert others in the home, and remember to practice your three-step escape plan as well. And another good, this is the last tip we're going to share on this fire special, is making sure there's space for the fire trucks to get to you. The fire trucks require a 4x4 meter access way to get to your property. Clear all low-hanging trees and branches to ensure that they can get to you. If you live rurally, check your council building requirements to ensure you have the right amount of water available for the firefighting. If you have water tanks, make sure you have the right adapter fitted to allow the fire service to access the water. If you live rurally, make sure your rapid number is visible so they can find you, which is very important. And also with outdoor fires, make sure you have a hose handy to extinguish any outdoor fires like barbecues, chimneys, and fire pits. And also check it's all right, don't in two, to make sure you can have outdoor fires and stuff. So to prevent wildfires as well if you're out and about, and being aware of items near you and near your fire, and ensure no nearby services get too hot to touch. And when you're finished with the fire pits, making sure that the coals are doused with water so that they're fully out is very important too. That's very important. And you can also get other fire alarms too. I remembered in the workshop they have ones for people who either hard of hearing or can't or who are blind as well, which are very cool. So if you need those, you can get them as well. So thank you very much for listening to our fire safety special. And Julia, would you like to say anything?
Yes, it is. That was quite an important workshop that we went to about keeping fire safe, and I really enjoyed it, and I felt like it's something to let everyone know about, because it is very important to keep everyone to keep fire safe, because you never know when a fire can happen, and fires are really fast too, under 3 minutes, so it's very important that we all keep fire safe, because it is a very important thing.
So thank you, Danny Dan, for listening to our special. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. And it is quite awesome to be able to chat about this. And just
everyone keep fire safe out in Dunedin. Everyone in Dunedin, keep fire safe. Everyone.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to the Positivity Show on Otago Access Radio. Real people, real music, and the Dog Migos. Yeah, yeah, Dog Migos. I feel like singing a song about fire safety. So here I go. It is important to keep fire safe. It is important to keep fire safe. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone keep fire safe. So let's all party. Yeah, yeah. On the Positivity Show. I thank you, Dunedin, for listening to the Positivity Show. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My name is David Dave. I am very happy to be here with you on the Positivity Show. I thank you very much, Dunedin, for listening to our fire special, like I said before. And don't worry, if you miss it, you can listen to the podcast on OAR. website, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.